And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, coming for you this morning here on a beautiful Sunday, a beautiful Super Bowl Sunday. We're having a great time here talking fishing with Carl Schmidt from Fisherman's Landing, Captain Carl Schmidt from Fisherman's Landing. We're having a great time talking fishing and giving away a couple of killer prizes. This has been a really fun show, Corey.
Yeah, I agree with you, Rick, and super cool. We're giving away to the callers. Give us a shout at 213-432-1090. That's the number there to win your chance at a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's.
Huge.
Or text us via the app, only through the app. Make sure you leave your name and telephone number, and you want to do that because you have your chance to win a pair of half-day tickets on the Dolphin. Hey, one thing I slipped up on, I was so fired up about Gundy,
yeah.
Talking about halibut and inshore and queenfish and just that whole cycle. The Catch Report was sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, now with Fish Pros, the market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked, jerkied fish, spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burgers, along with that amazing poke kit and the ceviche kit, too, which I used on the rocket. And kind of a sideways deal, but I had to, and I tried it, and it's awesome. Stop by their location in Old Town and Taylor Street or call for details or order online at fishmansprocessing.com.
That's it, man. Mm-hmm. Phones are packed up. If you want to go through, just like Corey said, it's 213-432-1090. Let's jump into the phones, Corey.
How about Jim? Jim from Oceanside. Good morning. Welcome. Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. Jim from Oceanside. Just got in this morning off the Tribute on a day and a half, the Seeker-sponsored trip. It was awesome. Came home with a ling cod as big as my leg and huge red octopus.
Nice.
And just wanted to call you in and say it's just fresh off the Tribute. The captain and the crew did a great job. But my question was, I took a lot of trips out of H&M and Fisherman's. And like on the 4th of July, I almost missed my trip due to parking. And I just wanted to know if you had any good options for the parking down there. It gets a little tight.
Yeah, we have the overflow parking. 4th of July, that's kind of like the first big weekend we have in the season here. I tell people there's a lot of long-range boats coming and going that weekend. Then we have all, like the Condor, the Queen, the Islander, also doing their three-day trips because it's such a long weekend and stuff. All I could recommend is show up. If your trip leaves at 10 a.m., be there by 8 a.m. to find you parking and stuff like that. The overflow parking's free. There's some parking down past Jimmy's. That's 72 hours, you know. That might be a little harder to get now with the new fish market going on down there. There's some development stuff down there going on. So,
I'll tell you what I think is the move on a holiday weekend like that.
Which is difficult to begin with.
Yeah, it is, no doubt. Yeah. And, Jim, you're making a great point, and we've all been there for sure. If it were me, I would bypass the lot inside of the landing,
yeah,
for sure. Don't get me wrong. Is that the most convenient and the easiest? Yes, it's cheap. It's only $10 for the day. You push your cart right to your car. It's easy. But if it's me, I'm bypassing that directly. One of the cool things that Fisherman's did, and I'm sure some of the other landings do, you know, offer the same, but I can speak for Fisherman's, is when they built the new building, there is a customer tackle locker that's on the side of the building that stays locked, and the key stays with the landing staff. You can drive right up to that, just pull alongside of it. It's all red curb, so there's nobody there. You can slide up right in front of it, walk into the landing, grab the key, unload all of your gear so you don't have any big long walk to make trying to kill all your rods and your gear and everything. It stays locked up safe in that locker, and then just go directly to that Westies lot. It's a half of a block up and over, and it's totally free to park in that lot. There's tons of spaces. I mean, can that one even get full occasionally? But I think that's the move that I would make. Don't even worry about it on a big weekend. Just go in, drop your gear off so that it's safe and locked up, go directly to that overflow lot, and then, you know, you're a half a block walk. It's an easy one, cross the street, and you're back at it.
You don't have to worry about lugging your gear.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it's totally
cool, Rick.
Throw all your stuff in there. I was going to mention that. Yeah, throw all your stuff in there. even if you want to go grab some lunch at Jimmy's or Pizza Nova or go grab something to eat, come back, grab the key again, grab your stuff, get on the boat, and you're ready to go.
Totally.
Super simple.
So that's, yeah, show up a couple hours early, throw your stuff in the locker, and you're good to go.
Cool. Yep.
Simple enough.
All right. Well, hey, we had a fun text come through from Joshua in Oceanside. I'm sorting out my fishing gear for my big 4.5-day trip on the Apollo out of Costa Rica at the end of the month and wanted to add a slow pitch jigging rod. Carl, can you make any recommendations on one that's in the $200 to $300 range? And also, for all of the guys, do you have any can't miss tackle recommendations for a sport boat trip out of Costa Rica?
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah,
cool,
right. How cool.
I saw that.
Totally.
And slow pitch rods have become like, I mean, slow pitch jigging has become a deal,
thing.
Right?
Yeah, yep. Totally it has. As far as a slow pitch rod down there, and I don't want to speak for you, Carl, but I would guess maybe that, like, Megalodon.
That's what I was going to mention.
In that price range. It's a little above where you're talking. He said $200 to $300. I think that they're, like, $329, $39, $49. So there might be a little touch above where you're after. But that would be my thought, especially if you also wanted to use it on a big bluefin at home. You know, that is – been one of the popular ones that has risen.
Which, to describe a slow pitch. I mean, the action of the rod versus like a bait rod. Or
funky. Slower, meaning that the bend rolls farther into the blank, but lots of power at the bottom section of the rod.
As a backbone.
Exactly, yeah. So the tip is soft-ish up forward, but then when you do roll back into the, you know, the more power section of the rod, you've got a lot of lift, a lot of lifting power in the back of the rod.
Like you can handle a jumbo fish.
For sure. Yeah,
and, I mean, that's, and the whole reason for that soft tip is so that you can work and get the cadence in a jigging, like the butterfly technique.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, that soft tip, but still fast, you know, but still good recoiling is pulling that lure forward for, you know, it's pulsing the lure as you pump it.
There you go. There's a purpose.
Yeah, handle is longer, but just different, very unique, you know, often very light. United Composites makes a nice one in that Zeus series. Seeker makes a nice. I mean, there are several, you know, obviously the Shimano Travala jigging rods. Like a lot of things, those specialty rods. And they were hard to get last year, and they're still hard to get. You know, manufacturers can only produce so much at a time, and a lot of them really poured on making, at least our guys, West Coast, you know, popular rods. They put a lot of effort into building the most popular 7 and 8 foot bait rods, so there was a little bit less of some of the specialty jigging stuff that was produced, thus making it even harder to come by. But I think at least approaching your price range, that's probably the route that I would look.
It's crazy how that slow pitch has like really taken off in the last year and a half.
Hey,
you know?
From rock fishing,
yeah,
bass fishing,
yep,
tuna fishing,
yeah, those guys on the Liberty, Paul and Ryan. I mean, I think they got two or three of those slow pitch rods now for each of them fishing this bluefin and stuff like that, and they love it. They like doing it.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay, what are you guys taking? Now, I'm sure none of us are experts at Costa Rica, but something cool. I mean, leadhead and slug, flatfall. Like, what are you taking for some kind of cool reefy jack? Like, you know, there's so many cool inshore pargo-y things to do down there. What are you guys taking? What from here are you grabbing, Carl?
A flatfall or a cold sniper, I think.
Okay.
That's or some type of jerk bait, that type of deal.
You speak reefy and you speak that kind of thing, and man, I'm thinking like top water, like smash 'em, heavy gear, like I don't know, man. Some huge Zara Spook style of orca or something similar to that.
Big,
I don't know.
Big splash on the surface, like, walk like, the dog bait,
like
popper.
Like I'd work that thing and draw a reaction, and secondarily, I might not want to hook them.
Yeah.
Right? See, if I'm fishing like the beach area or the coastline, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. But like if you're dropping down, yeah. But I mean, I would go to Costa Rica and want to fish just all the inshore stuff, like topwater stuff.
You going to bring a surface iron with you?
Absolutely.
All right, just making sure.
Yeah,
making sure we're still buddies.
And I can't imagine being on the Apollo.
How cool.
Like, right?
Yeah, it would be fun.
I want to hear some reports from that
No doubt. Well, hey, let's jump back into the phones, Corey.
Let's do it, Rick. Ryan from Irvine. Good morning and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, Ryan.
Hi, Ryan.
Good morning, gentlemen. I just want to start off by saying it's nice to have Ricky back, and congratulations. I have a question for both Ricky. I have a question for both you and Carl. For Ricky, I'd like to know the story of how you earned the title Rock Cod Rick. And for Carl, since you guys were talking about jigging rods, I'm in the market to look for a jigging rod, and I've been using my Shimano Therez rail rod all last season, and it's been working well. And do you recommend that I should go with the Megalodon Phoenix, or because I know you guys were talking about like the way you work the rod, you think that like it matters with the bluefin, or you think that I could just use what I've been using?
I would think with that, if you're talking about like more of that slow pitch stuff, the rod makes a difference. I've only done it once or twice, and by no means I'm an expert on it. But from the guys that I've talked about it, the rod makes the jig do its action type of deal. I don't know if that's correct. Maybe Rick can do a better statement on that than me. But I think the rod does make a difference when you're talking about that slow pitching stuff. If you're talking about a flat fall or a knife jig, yeah, you use your Therez rod, get your Kalsar 770 type of deal, and you're just fine with those.
That was perfectly said, and that's what I was going to elaborate on. There are jigs that, you know, the action that you are lifting and dropping the rod while you're winding, all of that, you know, Shimano was the one that made that popular back in the day, the system. And it is truth to it. The system of the appropriate rod and reel.
There's a reason for it.
Exactly.
There's a purpose.
And those are jigs that are made to walk and do different things as you're winding them up back through the water column. It is a pretty active fishing. You know, you're pumping and lifting and winding that rod, often done with a relatively high speed and often single speed reel and a kind of short, bendy but very strong rod, so the landing the fish is different than normal. You know, how we're accustomed to fighting our big bluefin is Calstar 770, Talica 20, hook that thing, put heavy drag, put it on the rail, leverage and wind it up.
Yep.
The slow pitch jigging outfit, completely different. It's rod in the waistline, it's utilizing the lift in the rod, it's high torque reels that still have a lot of, you know, they're relatively fast, so you know they don't make as much torque as a low gear reel does, but if you're utilizing, you know, the lift of the rod to pick up the line. So if you're wanting to be very active in that is the outfit. As Carl said, the beauty of the flat fall or the knife jig is most of those bites are done on the sink, and you're just using your traditional heavy big fish rail rod tackle.
Yep.
The rod is aiding nothing in the jig moving, but if it's falling, all you need is to do is kick your reel into free spool, and then you can take advantage of, you know, having heavy tackle
and a beefy rod.
You got
and
beefy, and, yeah. Big time.
And,
yep.
The rod doesn't play as much a role in the action.
Yep. Yeah, one is fantastic for making the lure move, one's for fantastic for making the fish move. That doesn't. But with that said, though, you know, some of that technique is gaining its popularity.
Yes.
And over the next 5 years, it will become a lot more popular. And watching someone who's very savvy at killing a big fish with those gear, it's impressive to watch.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you're talking about guys with a 6-foot rod and a single speed reel catching 100-pound class tuna in minutes. You know, I mean, heavy, heavy drag pressure and really utilizing the rod and pulling on it. And, you know, the gear is definitely capable of catching a big fish. You just need to work with it. You know, you need to master the technique.
Interesting.
To do it. Yeah, pretty. It's cool stuff.
Yeah.
I dig it for sure.
And on a rod that looks like it's designed to catch trout.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like I'm gonna go catch a 100-pound or 100-pound tuna or some type of weird jackfish or something like that on this 6-foot rod that you pick it up and it weighs absolutely nothing. But yeah, guys go out there and they catch big fish on these things,
that's
and
crazy.
It's all about the technique. And there is a lot of practice on that technique, but the guys that get it down, I mean, they catch big fish in a hurry on those things.
No doubt about it.
I like it.
That's pretty cool. Hey, well, we had a fun text come through for Carl. This one's less of a question. It says, ask Carl about he and his brother's trip as teenagers to San Benedicto and to Socorro before they closed the Revillas. We were all in the searcher. I saw him at the landing, and he still remembered my name from that trip in the early 90s. Carl is the best. And that's from Phil in Costa Mesa.
I see a smile from Carl. This has got to be good.
So, yeah, it was the 98, I think that was, 97. It was a graduation present. Art let us go on the trip. It was the fly down, fly back trips, the 6-day trips. I think we're the last boat there, to be honest with you. There might have been one other boat or one or two trips after that. It was slow fishing. There had a hurricane that had just come through. Pretty slow fishing, good marlin fishing, you know, junk fishing and stuff like that. But I remember there, the very last day of fishing, an hour of fishing left. Like, guys have broken their gear down and everything like that. There was a guy named Jerry King on the trip. I don't know if you guys remember. Old-time guy, wore white overalls, custom tackle box for every boat he went on. I think he did three fly-down, fly-back trips in a row. So he had literally 25 rods, a set of rods for each. But finally, these fish had come up the line. I see them coming. I had there. We made some caballitos. And first time I ever hooked a big fish. Probably 200, 225, 230, somewhere in there. But last hour, I hooked this thing on an old rental reel, a Penn International 30, and hooked that thing. Like, Jerry's like, you can't fish next to me, youngster, blah, blah, blah. I was like, screw you. I cast out my caballito, got bit, and that thing just smoked me on a 30 wide. Just Art's getting ready to put the backup in. Like, I was like, I would never throw my rod and reel in the water. You want to throw this thing in the water? Absolutely. Get that thing in the water, you know. So fast, I couldn't imagine it. And the rod and reel goes in the water. I'm pulling back as hard as I can. I'm 18 years old, 17 years old, weighed 120, you know, nothing. I'm just leaning back as far as I can on this thing because back in that day, you never want to put a rod on the rail because you were called every name.
Yeah, it wasn't cool.
It was not cool at the time.
Wuss.
Yeah, exactly. And I just remember that line snapping, blink, and Art, like, I go flying over the top rail almost. Art had to grab me and pull me back in the boat and everything. It was awesome, you know.
Wow, what an experience.
Yeah. And I think Rick was on the next trip down there, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yep. My dad and I did the couple of those. They were fly down, fly back, like 8 days.
Something like that, yeah.
Right? At a, you know, that departed and returned to Cabo.
Crazy.
So you'd fly down to Cabo, get on the boat, and then, 8 days down.
But 98 was a gnarly El Nino year. And we got down there, and we got on the boat, and we look in the bait tank. I think there was about 5 sardines left. And, like, there's needlefish, and there's Sierra mackerel in the Cabo and everything. And, like, we grab our bait rods and stuff, or bass rods, and we throw the sardines. Everyone's like, what are you doing with those things? It's like,
yeah,
no.
It's so
like,
crazy.
Well, there's 5. What's 5 sardines going to make a difference?
It's so crazy how the times have changed. You know, like actually the rod, the rail fishing's a deal, right?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Totally, totally. Well, hey, a great call, and I appreciate the kind words there, buddy. Corey, let's find out what's going on the water.
Yeah, and hey, I want to remind you, it's fishdope.com with Captain Dave Hansen, but I want to remind you about the new 2022 CCA sport fishing calendars are now available. You can get them at the landing, tackle shops, and if you can't find them there, check surffishtackle.com. It's got the tides, moons, the important dates. Plus a tribute to Jack Nielsen, and I live by that calendar, man. I'm sure Dave Hansen does, too.
What do you say, Dave? Good morning. Our fishdope.com reporter, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Rick, Corey, Carl. Great show, as always. Hey, I'm just cruising back from Lopez Mateo with Mark Rayer, listening to the show. We're loving the show. Corey, I was listening to Gundy talk. Boy, give me a tank of brown bait and a tank of pinheads, and hang on. Holy mackerel, man. That was the 70s and 80s. That was pretty spectacular.
I'm sure you heard the excitement in my voice talking about that, you know, because you know exactly. And dude, I remember being a little kid on the bait receiver in the 80s, and I'll tell the story really fast. I'll let you get on. But I was working on there. It was all small anchovy, and there was some brown bait, queenfish, herring, whatever you want to call them. And I would pick through the crowder. Sorry to all those that were in line. I'd pick out the brown bait and put them in a separate crowder. And this guy, Ronnie, a local guy, would come out and take me out in the afternoon after I was off, and we would have 3 to 5 scoops of the most killer brown bait that nobody else had because I was picking them out. At time of my life, calico fishing. That was kind of my introduction in the early 80s to that style, Dave.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah, the 70s, the same thing was going on, Corey, and it was epic, man. That was spectacular. I got very excited when Gundy was talking about it, but guys, we got blessed this week with the nice weather, and then up there at Nacho's, they were able to load that bait receiver up with live squid, and some of my clients took advantage of that. Very, very good sand bass fishing in Huntington, outside the flats there and up to the horseshoe. Very good sand bass fishing on those deep water spots with that live squid. But the big news was over at Catalina, middle backside of the island. A couple of my clients were back there. A couple of white sea bass, legal white sea bass on them, but not big ones, but legal sea bass.
Nice.
And really good halibut fishing and fun calico bass fishing with that live squid the last couple of days over there at Catalina, which bodes very well, just like always. It's getting ready for showtime. Next weekend, the big PCS show. Right on time, the fish start biting. It happens every year.
Like they knew what they were doing. We had fun talking with Bill yesterday about the big PCS show coming up next weekend. And you're going to be doing a seminar for him.
Every day. I'll be speaking Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Friday's going to be kind of fun. It's just me and Todd Manser sitting up there talking about water conditions. Then the next couple of days, it's me, the bait kid, and then all the plastic chuckers, Jimmy Decker, Benny Florentino, Benny's son, and Eric Landestein, we're all going to be talking. I'll be in the middle of all those guys talking about flicking baits out.
Nice. Well, it's going to be a lot of fun, and that's next weekend. Orange County Fairgrounds, PCS show, going to be a great time. Well, Dave, certainly some good fishing going on, and what's going on with your saltwater guide?
Yeah, you can check out everything we talk about as far as how to do it, how to fish, where to fish, what to fish for. Besides myself and Fish Dope, if you don't have your saltwater guide and Fish Dope, I don't know where you're getting your information from, but if you put those two things together and go out there, you got a really good chance of not sucking at fishing anymore. So check out my website, yoursaltwaterguide.com, and I'll be talking to you live from the show next Sunday, guys. Thanks for letting me be on.
Look forward to that, Dave. Thanks a lot. Appreciate that very much. And, you know, that is a reminder about fishdope.com. Everybody thinks of it as fish reports, and that's what it is. It's fantastic. Danny and the boys do such a good job of compiling the reports, but it's also such a good information source. Bait reports, they let you know when the bait is changing, where it is, size of the bait available at Everingham Brothers, weather reports, pertinent information. It's a great one, and you can save $20 off of a new membership to fishdope.com by using the code HOOKUPNOW. HOOKUPNOW, all lowercase, no space, saves you $20 off of a new membership. Dave, great report. Appreciate it very much, and we will talk to you next week.
All right, I'll see all of you at the PCS show next weekend. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate that very much. All right, well, that's going to wrap up our catch report, sponsored by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over three decades. Heidi and Don are going to be available at the PCS show next weekend with Dave, their only fishing show appearance this year. You got to go by their booth and check out that Fish Pro series and other custom handmade knives. They'll also have a selection of knives for military, law enforcement knives, hunting knives. Check AnzaKnives.com and see them next weekend at the PCS show in Costa Mesa.
How cool is that?
Very cool.
Right?
That Fish Pro series knife is really cool if you have them. They basically, you know, sought out Sean and Raymond and all the guys at Fisherman's Processing. And, you know, Anza makes some very nice fillet knives. They always have, well before this series. And they basically kind of collabed with Sean and just said, let's build, in our opinion, the most perfect series of fillet knives. And there's like six knives in the set, different sizes. You know, I think a 6, an 8, a 10, maybe even a 12-inch knife. Also, which Raymond's favorite, is a kind of a traditional skinning knife size, 6-inch kind of oblong big blade and really nice handles, and then obviously that high carbon steel that those guys are known for. It's a really cool set of tools that those guys make at Anza.
And if you're not going to the PCS show, you can get them. You can find them at Fisherman's Processing.
Got that right? Yeah. Sure. Hey, well, the phones are packed up, Corey. Let's jump back into them.
Let's do it. How about Mark? Mark calling from Santee. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good.
Hey, I got two questions. One. Is there going to be a Fred Hall show at Del Mar? And two, are you going to have a day at the docks?
There is, well, I haven't heard anything about a Fred Hall in Del Mar. When you go to their website, it says TBA. I don't know if they got the date set, if they've worked all the details out on that or not. So I don't know. Unfortunately, day at the docks is not happening. They just made the announcement earlier this week. Kind of sucks. Port kind of gave an excuse, no funding, you know, or lack of funding. I think they're using the excuse of COVID. A lot of people are bummed out about that.
Us included.
Yeah,
that's a fun time.
Yeah, I don't know why it's not happening. I mean, I don't know what all the details that go in and out of that stuff, but for some reason they decided not to do it this year. They plan on doing it for 2023, but only time will tell, you know.
Yeah, and hopefully they have it. It's a great festival celebration of sport fishing, right? But if you're into the tackle deals, you step on down to Fisherman's Lane.
Yeah, we're
going to. Aren't you guys having a?
We are. We don't have anything specific yet. But when the word officially came out that Day at the Docks wasn't going to be happening, we're gonna throw an event at Fisherman's Landing.
A store sale or booth?
Yeah. Clearly, it won't be a big event like Day at the Docks. It's just not, you know, we're too far. The problem is for us to do that. We're too far, more than likely, into the season to be able to pull the parking lot away. You know, that's the thing. You know, we don't have plans. You got to submit that so early. We don't have the ability of, quote unquote, closing down the parking lot for booths because, you know, we're anticipating having fishing in April. So it won't be nearly the same thing, but we're going to throw an event, and we're going to have a sale, and we're going to have guys come down and scope out the boats and have a day and, you know, go to Mitch's and go to Point Loma Seafoods and enjoy a, you know, squid sandwich. And we're gonna make something happen.
In that time frame.
It needs to. Yeah, okay. It's something that we all enjoy. So a bummer, but not the case.
Yeah,
that's all right. Hey, nothing wrong with a deal
and
tackle.
And I think Carl, again, said it perfectly, politically right. They officially say dates to be determined. I would say if there's not anything listed, I wouldn't count on there being a Fred Hall Del Mar show. But knowing that the Fred Hall show is back at the Long Beach Convention Center March 2 through 6, there is going to be an opportunity, all that same fishing, hunting, travel show, fun for everybody. You know, if you want more info, you can check out fredhall.com.
Yep.
But I think that if you want to do the Fred Hall show, you got to make that trip up to Long Beach to make it happen.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark, appreciate the phone call very much. Another fun text came through. This one, good morning, guys. I love it when Carl is on the show. So much knowledge. My questions are, Carl, do you have any experience with the Shimano Speedmasters in your rental gear? Also, if so, how have they been holding up? And how would you set up a Shimano Speedmaster 20 for a day and a half trip? What Spectra, what top shot, how long of a top shot, and what are your matching rod options? That's all from Corey in Escondido.
We do have Speedmasters in the rentals. When Talikas became really hard to get and we needed rental gear, we bought some Talika 25s and 20s. I'd set them up.
Speedmasters,
yeah. Great reel, holds up just fine. We had no problem with them at all. Caught plenty of fish. I think we have about a dozen or 15 of them.
That bodes so well for that reel because if it can live in the rental system, that's like hitting the fast forward button on 5 seasons worth of personal use for 1 year of tackle.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
not one malfunction, no problems with them. I think we had one of the lever on the reel break off one time. Some guy, I don't know, who knows what happened there, but great reel. I would 100-pound Spectra with a very short top shot. I don't know, 20. Ours has got about 25 feet on there, you know, maybe 50 feet somewhere in there. With 80-pound top shot, I would go with a CalStar 770 Extra Heavy or Double X, depending on what you like. We do have some Seeker SSR 1x3s. Either rod would be great. If you can find the CalStars, they seem to be started trickling in the shop a little more easier than they have been over the last, obviously with COVID and everything. But those would be my options, you know, 100-pound Spectra. If you want to go 80-pound to get a little more line capacity on there, you could, but I would go with the 100-pound Spectra with a short top shot of 80-pound top shot.
I think that's great. Rental gear is something that I know that you very much so kind of spearheaded that thing over the last couple of years, but that is something that is really you guys are really proud of at Fisherman's Landing is the rental gear department.
Yeah.
And not only out of, you know, options for the customer, but kind of out of necessity with these fish these last couple of years.
Yeah, I mean, I just couldn't imagine, we get so, especially with COVID, there was nothing else to do. We had so many new people coming out fishing, and they didn't have the money to go buy a $1,000 setup and stuff like that. Well, no problem. We'll take care of you for $120. Go catch your big bluefin, and I mean, it's the cost of the line. That's what we're charging you, and you don't have to spend like I really like that. I really like this rod and reel. We're giving you high quality, some of the best stuff you could buy on the market. You like it, you go buy it now. It works out really well, and you know, I try to be really fair with the prices and not gouge anyone on that type of stuff. So it's just you go show up, get a 50-pound outfit, get a 80-pound outfit, 100-pound outfit. It costs you $120 to go catch 60 to 300-pound bluefin. Go buy your jig. You're ready to rock and roll. It's so easy.
The advantage of having school-size fish around, you know, 15 to 40-pound tuna, is kind of any gear you have will work just fine.
Yeah.
You know, obviously it's nicer to have a Trinidad and a killer matching Calstar Graphiter, but it's not necessity. You know, lower end tackle will do it just fine.
Yeah.
When you start talking about bluefins in excess of 100 pounds and 150 pounds,
a little different game.
You have to have gear that's appropriate for it. And you're right. I mean, that was keeping some people from being able to go. A TAC 25 and a matching rail rod, it's a lot of money. You're right.
Yeah.
That's a $1,000 outfit now, even more so.
Yeah.
To be able to just go up, scoop one up in a rental, and have high quality gear, all the reels, like you say, they're Talicas, they're Speedmasters, they're Fathoms, they're Seekers, they're Calstars. It's high end gear.
Correct.
And there are two guys that are, you know, full time employees that do nothing but maintain that gear.
We keep them busy all summer long.
That's crazy. Is that something you have to sign? Like, if I'm signing up for a trip in a month from now, is that something that you have
you
to
You should try to
declare?
Make a reservation for the rental gear. I'm almost to the point where I've added more gear every year where that's not becoming an issue. Hopefully, this time next year, I'll have enough for all the long-range boats, because the long-range boats, a lot of them are not. We've upped our game so much in the tackle, in the rental department. Most of the long-range boats, like, dude, these guys have better gear than what we have. Go rent it from them. So now I have almost enough for the rental, the long-range boats and the short-range boats. I would still make a reservation. Hey, I'm going on the Islander, the Tomahawk, the Condor, June 15th.
I want to make sure I've got.
I want to make sure you have one. All we need is a name, the day your phone phone number, and the day you're going, and you got one.
Perfect. That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. They get big. Nice. Good call on that, and a really nice option to have.
All right. Hey, we're going to be right back with Carl Smith and Fisherman's Landing. More of this fish talk driving me crazy. When we return on Let's Talk About Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Come see our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Hayden Lane here from Fast Lane Kayaking, and I gotta tell you about all the rad new stuff we have in the shop. Like the fully updated new line of Hobie inflatable kayaks, the iTrek series. Hobie took the best-selling I-11S and made it even better, then added new models like it. Like the new iTrek 9 that weighs just 37 pounds, fully rigged, packs into a small bag with wheels, and fits just about anywhere. And on the water, this thing performs. Featuring a super wide and flat hull shape that is stable and an elevated beach chair style seat that is comfortable. Or the all new Hobie Mirage Lynx. Inspired by the shape of the inflatable kayaks, Hobie made a durable and ultralight hard top model. It's the missing link. It looks like a hybrid of a stand up paddleboard and a kayak. And the best part, at just 45 pounds, the hull weighs about half as much as similar sized kayaks. And it's stackable. Pile them up on your roof rack or your truck bed. You gotta see this thing. Stop by the shop. Right on the water in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay. Or check us out online at fastlanekayaking.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, having so much fun. And one, actually, I was going to say there's one open line. There isn't. They're totally full.
There was.
Right? but that number is 213-432-1090. And so busy having Carl Schmidt in here giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty to the callers.
Texters, always a good time.
Yeah, I know it. And Texters having their chance at a pair of tickets on the half-day trip on the Dolphin.
That's pretty sweet, man.
Yeah, super sweet.
Well, phones are packed up. Corey, let's do it.
How about... Mike from Rosemead.
Yeah, hanging in there with us. Mike, good morning.
Appreciate you hanging on.
Hey, good morning, Rick, Corey, and Carl. And I'd like to say hello to my friend, Hester Hackman, out there. He's an avid archives listener. And between me and you, I think he just likes to sleep in on the weekends.
Hey, no blame there. That's the beauty of the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You can listen on your time. Well, 3 days later, good morning, Hector.
Right.
Exactly. Hey, way back when, I think when the boat had a tank full of that brown bait, man. That was considered the candy bait of its time. And I don't know if there was even squid around at that time. But my question to Carl is, what is the haul-out fees on these big sport fishers when they're sitting on a dry dock? And does the Coast Guard need to inspect the boat at that time or along with being on the water also the boat inspection? So that's my question.
Yeah, great question there. So all these boats, depending on wood, fiberglass, they have to haul out once a year or every other year. But when they haul out, Coast Guard comes down. They'll do an inspection of the hull. If anything needs to be replaced, aluminum, steel, wood, they make sure they do that. Some of these wooden boats have to be refastened every few years. What I mean by that is pulling out the screws, making sure the screws are good, making sure the planks are good. You know, they do a really good job on inspecting that. That takes a whole day. You know, Coast Guard comes down in the morning. They spend 8 hours going through the whole bottom of the boat, making sure everything's good on that end. If anything, they find anything, boat obviously has to get them fixed before they go back in the water. Then every year, the boat has to do what we call a topside. That means Coast Guard comes down. They make sure the boat, all the crew members know their drills, all the safety equipment has been updated and inspected, ready to go. Make sure the boat's in top condition, you know. And every boat, I would say the last couple of years, Coast Guard's been going through the boats even more and more now. So especially what happened a few years ago on the Conception there, Coast Guard is making sure all these boats are 100% safe as much as possible.
Which they always have been.
They always have been.
I mean, a tragedy is kind of, it's a benefit to future anglers, right?
Correct.
And boat owners.
Yep.
And
but, I mean, Coast Guard comes down. They spend, again, sometimes they spend 2 days going through some of these bigger boats, going through everything, making sure everything is ready to go, crew's ready to go, all the safety equipment's ready to go, and the boat is ready to take passengers out fishing and making sure that everyone gets back safe.
Well said.
Yeah.
Very well said.
Cool. Right on. Appreciate the phone call very much. Another text came through. I recently picked up a 14,000 Shimano Twin Power spinning reel. Not that I'm a huge fan of spinners, but I really want to have it for using for poppers and casting at foamers and breaking tuna. I'm looking for some advice on what rod to pair it up with that'll cast yet still have the backbone to pull on a bigger fish. Do I wrap my own rod on a conventional, or do I wrap my own on a conventional blank, or do you have a spinner that you recommend? That's from John in San Clemente.
If you can wrap your own, I would go with that. I think if I was going to go with I'd try to keep it 8 foot, 8.5 on the popping rods. You know, you don't need, it's nice to have a 9 foot rod, but do you need one? No. 800 extra heavy Calstar or something like that, I think would be a great, be able to cast a popper just fine, still have a lot of backbone. Again, Phoenix makes some really nice popper rods. Seeker makes some popping rods okay. I'm not super familiar with them. I'm still kind of an old school guy with popping rods, peely poppers and stuff like that. We're going back a ways there.
That's going back.
I would always fish like a 6480 Trinidad. Well, back then it was a Pin 500 or 99. Today it would be a Trinidad or a Trinks. And I have no problem fishing a popper with that style.
I'll throw another suggestion at you that you might like, John, is Shimano makes a series of rods called the Grappler.
Ooh.
And Grappler is a really good, you know, for your scenario you're talking about, casting a popper a long way, still pulling on a big fish. They're 8 foot two. For your 14,000, I do the 82 heavy. Grappler is, they make one of the nicest popper big fish rods called the Osea Full Throttle. It's awesome. Very good, super lightweight, tons of power for pulling on a big fish, but they're not cheap. That's the Osea Full Throttles, they're expensive. They're like in the $600 range. The Grapplers came out last year previous, and they're kind of like, you know how Shimano often does, they've got Trinidads and they've got Toriums, and they've got Talicas and they've got Speedmasters. The Grappler is akin to that. It's a very similar, not quite as fancy, but very close as far as the meat and potatoes go.
But still functions,
yeah.
100%.
Yes. And a lot easier on the pocketbook. We're talking in that like kind of $300 range, $329, $299, that kind of world. 8 foot two, 82 heavy, that's one that I really like. For not spending a ton of dough and having a true dedicated rod that was kind of built with that in mind. Soft in the tip, cast a long way, plenty of backbone on the bottom end.
I like it.
Yeah.
Hey, appreciate the phone call very much. Who's up next on the phones?
How about Brian? Brian from Harupa Valley. Good morning, Brian. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
What's up, Brian?
Good morning.
Good morning, guys. I just had a question for Corey, but first I want to say go Rams. It's going to be 28-17 over the Bengals.
Hey, go Eric Weddle, right?
And so what I was wondering, I can't believe Corey does all those baits by himself, but I was wondering how long it takes to make each bait.
That's a good question. Yeah,
yeah, it is. It's something I enjoy. It's a passion and something I've done for over 25 years now. And I love designing and shaping and creating. And then I make all of my own molds. I do everything. Nobody touches any part of it. So the designing and shaping part is truly a passion, and the hand pouring is another kind of art in itself, and it's one at a time. So if you're talking a little 3-inch skinny, it's obviously a lot faster than a 8-inch slug, I don't know. There's a lot to it, but it's a passion and love. It really is.
Do the molds have like a bunch of chambers, like when you're pouring?
No, so that's a good question too. I get asked that.
I don't know anything about the process, but I'm fascinated by it.
It's each mold is one cavity, so it's literally one at a time.
Wow.
And I use the highest, not only the highest quality plastic, it's a very high end silicone for the molding. And it is not cheap. If anybody works in that kind of industry, you know the prices. I mean, it's hundreds and into the thousands per gallon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, very expensive.
They look so good. I mean, I don't need to blow smoke because you're Corey sitting here. I mean, there's no one even needs to give you the props because you see them. You see your bait sitting next to some of the other ones, and they always look good. There's sheen and there's opaqueness and the glitter is right and they don't get slimy and the colors don't bleed when you have one on top of the other. Like they're so good and exactly as Brian said, like I just don't know how you can do them one at a time. That's so wild.
And yet not taking it overseas.
China, yeah, that's what I mean.
China
sure.
and doing it that way. Yeah. I mean, it's still a one guy doing it all and one at a time.
We have tens of thousands of MC swim baits in the shop, and I've never seen one with an overpour. I've never seen one where they split at the color line.
Yeah.
They just don't. They're just all
well. It
all
doesn't
perfect.
Make it past the janitor. It doesn't make it past the quality control. That's me.
That's it, buddy.
When you're sitting down and doing it, and you're pouring each one. You can make sure, like, oh, nope, that one's not going to, that's not sellable. We're getting rid of that one.
You know what? And I do, but you wouldn't believe out of 1,000, that might happen to one or two. Seriously,
You've been doing it so long, you just know what you're doing.
And when you're pouring a color, like, do you have a target that you try to, hit? Like, I'm going to, you know, we're talking queenfish. I'm going to make one of my favorite brown bait color ones. Like, do you say, like, I want to do 100 of these at a time? Or?
Well, I mean, depending on, like, I need to make some 9-inch Viejos. You know, I've got five shops right now that are asking for them. So I kind of try to fit it in. But the coolest part of it, Rick, you know from being on your end, I don't have a color chart. There is
I love that part.
There's never been a color chart. There's never been... I'm sorry to go on a tangent.
No,
about
we
this,
love it. This is great.
But I have never written a color down, like the combination of green and blue and adding this and that. I have never, ever written anything down. It's all in the mind and just doing it.
And so one variation might have more gold.
Yes.
And the next time you do one that's similar, it's reminiscent of it, but this one, instead of gold, it's got like a bronze back and a little greener side.
Yeah.
I love it.
There's no recipe. You just do everything by feel.
Hey, Gundy talking about queenfish.
I was going to say, it's not going to be long before we're going to see a couple of tomcod baits in the bins, because that's what's hot on Corey's mind.
I'm on.
Hey, Brian, appreciate the phone call very much. So who's next?
How about Rich? Rich calling from Camarillo. Appreciate you joining us. Good morning.
What's up, Rich?
Good morning, Rich.
Morning, everyone. Got two questions. I recently picked up a Shimano Speedmaster 212 as a gift, and I want to know how big a fish is that reel capable of fishing. And the second question is, if you call in to make a reservation on a multi-day trip, can you reserve a bunk of your choice on the boat?
Two great questions. Your Speedmaster 12, I think if the captain said, hey, we got 30 to 100-pound fish on the meter, I think that would be a great go-to reel. Probably some 65-pound Spectre on there, throwing 40, 50, maybe even a 60-pound top shot on there, depending on what you're fishing there. I think comfortably, even if you hooked 130-pound bluefin on that thing, you're good. You're golden. You know, I would not be sweating it. Your bunks, absolutely. From I would say most of the boats, if we're booking it, except the charter boats, if you make a reservation, you could call up, hey, my favorite bunk on the Pacific Queen is bunk 44, the Condor, BB, whatever. We'll get you a bunk reservation. Absolutely. You just got to call us and let us know whatever your favorite bunk is. If it's available, it's yours. So,
is there like a layout or a chart or anything like that of the bunks?
Yeah, all you have to do is go on to Google your favorite boat, just Pacific Queen bunk layout. There's 25 layouts that show up, and
that's a good tip.
Yeah.
So you could get a layout of what the bunks look like or where they are,
or go to the boat website,
what the middle bunk is, or whatever it may be.
Whatever your favorite, any of the open party boats will get you a bunk reservation, not a problem. If we're booking like for the Searcher or the Shogun, like occasionally, we can do that for you also. You know, you just got to know which bunk you want, and if it's available, it's yours at the time when you make the reservation.
And that's a reason to book early.
Yeah. You know, people call all the time. Hey, I have a CPAP machine. Hey, bring it on down. Bring a 6-foot extension cord. We'll get you as close to an outlet as whatever you need to accommodate your needs. If not, the boat will have an extension cord, so we get you taken care of. Hey, I have a bad knee, bad hip, whatever. I can't get up, can't get down. We'll get you as the best bunk available for you, for sure.
That's great. I dig it, man. That's cool. Right on. We'll jump right back into them, Corey.
Let's do it, Rick. John from Long Beach. Appreciate you joining us this morning.
What's up, John?
Good morning, John.
Good morning, gentlemen. Great show, as usual. Carl, if you want to make a reservation on the wait list, just same thing, just call and say, hey, I want Trip XYZ, put my name on the list, and that's about all there is to it.
Correct. Yeah. Name, phone number, and what day you want to go, and how many spots you want. Even if, say you're on, I don't know, the Tomahawk, you want two spots. Even if one spot opens up, we'll still give you a call. Hey, we have one spot up. Do you want to take one of those spots? If you get lucky, your buddy can come. If not, we just go on to the next guy. So very easy. Nothing, you don't need to put any money down or whatever. And our guys are, if it gets busy, we don't get to call the wait list right away, depending on how busy the phones are. But we're really good at trying to call everyone on the wait list and get you on a trip. You know, I don't know how many times we've hey, guy canceled and we forgot to take him off the wait list, and we call him a week late. Hey, no, I'm already on that trip. I should be on that trip. And go, yeah, you're on there. So we go to the next guy. So we're good on calling everyone on the wait list and try to get them on the boat.
And I'm telling you, I have witnessed it happen. Don't be afraid of being guy 10 or 12
oh, no.
or 15.
Yeah.
Like it happens all the time. The guys or gals in the office just start going through the list. And I mean, it's just, you know, they leave a voicemail and then they're on to the next and on to the next and on to the next. And it's just the first person that can, throw the card down and they get the spot. And it's very common to see guys get on the trip, even one day out or the evening of at space 5 or 10
and
or 15.
Especially right now, like you could be number 15 on whatever boat that's leaving in August or September, October. You know, those guys above you already found another trip to go on. They made other plans. They already got on the trip. So even if we have 10 or 15 people on the wait list,
you're still in the realm of
getting on the boat because life happens. People get off the trip, other guys make other plans or whatever, and you can get on the trip. I mean, I don't know how many times we got down to number 15 or 18. You want to go? Like, I didn't expect to go. Yeah, I want to go. Here's my card and get on the trip.
Yeah, good times.
That's cool.
All right. Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hook Up. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mightier 1090 and the ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
You've been waiting for it, and it's finally here. The Gamakatsu Nautilus Ringed Circle Hook is now available in sizes 4, 2, 1, and 1-0. That's right. Those smaller, highly sought-after Gamakatsu Circle Hooks are now available in ringed and non-ringed versions down to size 4. It's the hook that will help you get that bite. The Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hook. Now in smaller sizes and ringed and non-ringed styles. Get it now at select tackle shops.
Hey, this is Rosie from Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We are the only lodge to offer all of our guests a direct flight departing to the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge and first-class meals and service. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check out CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man, in the world headquarters here to Carl Schmidt. I've had a great time, Rick, today, you know,
dealing with you. And super fun.
Two lucky winners. One on the callers is Gary. Gary from San Diego, congratulations. Wins a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's. And out of the texters, I don't know, there was over 100 of them.
Dude, it was so
right.
Many.
It's so crazy, but such a huge addition to the show. Texting the show via the app. Winner for a pair of tickets on a half-day trip on the Dolphin out of Fisherman's Landing is Corey. Corey from Escondido.
Right.
Congratulations.
Hey, that was the rental gear question. Yeah, good text, Corey. Well, Carl, again, can't say enough good things. So much fun having you in here. And, man, as a wrap-up, It is, not only is it not too early, like, it's precedent that you get on the ball now. It is time to go fishing. It's time to book your spots. Give us a rundown, again, the trips that are being offered, and then how we make our reservations.
Fisherman's Landing, we got everything from half day, full day, overnight, day and a half stuff, you know. Everything's available. One thing, I'll have the Mustang schedule up here probably next week here, so they'll have some overnight, day and a half. But book online at fishermanslanding.com. Give myself a call or one of the guys in the landing there, 619-221-8500 or fishermanslanding.com. If you wait another few weeks, you can't get on a boat. Well, we all warned you. You should have got on the boat a couple weeks ago.
Exactly. I'll throw this one last thing out there because I know both you are looking and us in the tackle store. If you're wanting to make a gig out of something fun for the summertime, both the landing and the tackle store are actively looking for guys for the summertime.
Yes.
So yeah, come on down if you want to join a very fun, you know, high energy, high atmosphere, you know, big time, really cool spot to work with a bunch of good dudes. I know, Carl, you're actively looking to yes. add some people. It's that busy, you know yes. what I mean? Like, they've already got a great crew, but it's that busy.
We need some help now.
Yeah,
you know.
In the office side and the tackle side.
Tackle store as well, yeah.
I can only imagine, and stop right there, because I can only imagine the benefits that come with that.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
It's a lot of fun.
There's some nice perks to it.
Yeah, for sure. And if somebody wants to do that, they just call you at the landing.
Give myself a call or Brian a call, and we'll bring down a resume or email us a resume. And, we're searching for people, so come on down.
Great job, Carl. Appreciate it. And we'll look forward to updates continuing throughout the year. Hey, we appreciate you listening to a great show with Carl. Lots of fun with Rosie yesterday. And next weekend, another couple of great shows. Next Saturday, Bob and Charmel from Katmai Lodge, a really fun time talking about a beautiful place in Alaska. And the next Sunday, Doug Kroner returns. We're going to be talking the big tackle sale at the docks at Fisherman's Landing coming up the 26th and 27th. Another couple of great shows. We're looking forward to talking to you then. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.